This is the Student Leadership News Podcast.
Hello and welcome everybody to the Student Leadership News Podcast. My name is Andy and joining me on the podcast today is long-time listeners, first-time podcasters. We have Jack and Nadeh. Both of them are contributors to Student Leadership News, and this is their first podcast. Jack, how are you going?
Yeah, not too bad, Andy. Excited to be on the podcast for the first time.
It's good to have you here, and Nadeh, yourself?
I'm great, thank you. Super pumped, super excited.
Now, you guys are fresh graduates from high school.
Yeah,
this
that's
is
right.
correct?
That is correct.
Graduated last year in 2020.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you guys were part of lockdowns and COVID
yeah.
learning and that sort of thing. I have a quick question before we get started in the podcast. What's your favorite thing about high school or greatest memory, best memory of high school, Jack?
I think for me, you know, a lot of our year was disrupted because of the home learning thing. But when we were at school, we tried to make the most of our opportunities. And yep. At our athletics carnival, I think it was the only big one that we got to do for
you were
the
able
year.
To do it?
Yeah, we were able to do the athletics yep. carnival in the end. And as the senior students, we got the opportunity to all dress up. And my house I was part of the yellow house.
So teams that you compete together against the other teams.
So you have the different colors. I was part of the yellow house.
Yeah.
I was the vice captain of the yellow house. And
congratulations.
Yep, thank you. And I decided that I was going to dress up as a giraffe. So I bought...
Nice. Giraffe? Why? Is that your house logo or a mascot or something? Or you just went giraffes are yellow?
Yeah,
with a little
pretty
bit of brown?
Much. I just looked online for the best yellow costume I could find. And it was an inflatable giraffe. So I put it on and I had a little motor and I switched it on and it inflated up. And so it was a lot taller than me. I had to duck through doorways. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, nice one. Nice one. What about you, Nadeh?
Well, me myself, I competed a lot in sport during school, and one of my favorite memories was one day on the way to our touch footy fields, we're competing against another school, and mind you, this was one of the schools that we absolutely had the biggest rivalry with, so we were all pretty pumped, yeah. pretty excited to, you know, hopefully take the win on that day. But before, just like I'm sure a lot of the listeners would as well, you get into your school bus, travel all the way to the venue and, you know, maybe you have some songs, you got some tunes pumping that you have on the way to the sporting field. And this one day, one of the girls brought like a massive speaker into the bus. And it wasn't a big bus. It was quite small, probably like a 14-seater.
Yeah.
So we were pumping up our tunes. We were having like a cool as party in the bus on the way to
a little dance party on the way to mm-hmm. sports. Get pumped up.
Oh yeah.
Bit of TikTok.
No.
No.
That okay. wasn't in my day. No.
Your day. Last year.
No, but we just had so much fun on the way to the sporting field and we actually ended up winning that game. Because
fantastic. Because you're in a good mind.
Exactly.
Sense, learn about teamwork, working together,
mm-hmm.
having fun together as well.
And got to beat your rivals.
We did. All because we were just super pumped, super excited, and we just, you know, weren't stressed about the game at all.
Fantastic. Now, it's good to know your experiences from school, what you liked about school. On the podcast recently, you guys would know, listening along, we have been doing a little game called Would You Rather.
Yep.
And for the last couple of podcasts, Ronan, who is a regular contributor to the podcast, has been asking me the Would You Rather questions today.
Okay.
This podcast, I get to ask you guys the Would You Rather.
Switch it up a bit.
Which I'm pretty excited about. So I'm going to ask you the question and let's see how you go. Jack, we'll start with you first.
Yep.
I know you're a bit of a Marvel fan.
Yeah, I am.
You've watched all the MCU movies.
Yep.
You're up to date. You've watched the spin-offs as well.
Nice.
My question to you is, Jack, would you rather be Iron Man or Captain America and why?
That is a big question to arguably the, you know, the biggest characters in the universe. You know, this is a tough one.
That is a hard one. Ooh.
I am more of a fan of Captain America and his character through the timeline, the MCU timeline. But in this situation, I think I would rather be... The question's who I would rather be.
Who would you rather be? Not who you like more.
Yes.
Who would you rather be?
I think I would rather be Iron Man.
Okay.
And the reason why is I feel like in this day and age, being Iron Man is just so much more beneficial than Captain America. You know, he was created in the 40s, during World War II.
Okay.
And, you know, that time sort of been and gone, and and Iron Man is he's more of the modern superhero. You know, he's got the suit of armor with all the technology. He's got Jarvis, and you know, he's rich as well. So who doesn't love that?
Helps to be a billionaire.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. There's your one. We'll stick with the Marvel theme, Nadav. You don't get Iron Man or Captain America.
Oh, boo.
Your would you rather is, would you rather be Captain Marvel?
Okay.
Or Black Widow?
Oh. You see, that's a tricky one. Black Widow's new movie just came out recently, and I did go watch that one. It's a pretty good movie. I would probably choose Black Widow.
Black Widow.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Only because I do feel like Captain Marvel, she's pretty cool, but she doesn't really appear in too many of the movies. Like, I feel like she's kind of...
Too powerful.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like I would just rule over everyone, and that wouldn't be as fun as to be a part of the team.
Okay, interesting. The fact that you've both chosen normal humans who haven't been transformed by the powers of an Infinity Stone. So there you go. Okay, that's a playful would you rather. I want to ask you a serious would you rather. This one's to do with public speaking. I do a lot of presenting in our roles. Yep. My question to you guys is, would you rather give a presentation to people in your own year level, so your whole grade, to them, or to the whole school? So you have to give a presentation just to your year level or to the whole school. What is your preference? Would you rather do it to just your year level or the whole school, and why? Jack, go for it.
I'm going to go for the whole school, only because I think you spend a lot of time with your grade as it is. And so if you wanted to communicate a message to them, I think you could find time to do that, like during your lunch times, that kind of thing. Sit down and not make it so much of a formal thing, doing a presentation in front of them. But I think... doing a big presentation in front of the school, you know, you can't just sit down and have a conversation with the whole school. It does need to have that sort of formal setting. And I think I would be able to have an impact on all the other grades in a bigger way than just doing that presentation in front of my grade.
Okay, fantastic. Nadav?
You see, I'm the exact opposite. Yep. I would rather do a presentation in front of my whole grade, only because I feel like my whole grade would know me better as a person. Mm. So if I threw, you know, a gag here and there, or I just started, you know, pulling a funny joke, they'd understand my sense of humor.
Yeah.
But if I did that in front of the whole school, I feel like I get a lot of weird looks.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what is she talking about? Oh, that wasn't really that funny. But if you get to like personally connect with your whole grade, I think that would alleviate a little bit of the pressure for when you do a presentation.
Yeah, fantastic. And I think most people would answer the question the way that you have, Nadav, in terms of how you feel presenting itself. But kudos to you, Jack, for going a little bit deeper in terms of the idea of how you can communicate and the effectiveness of it as well. Okay, well, it's great to get to know a little bit more about the two of you. No doubt you're going to be on the podcast a lot more moving forward. But something that we always like to do as well on the podcast is do our top three. So we're going to get stuck into that right now.
3, 2, 1.
Top three.
Top three. That's right. That's where we talk about the top three stories of the podcast that we've looked back on over the last couple of weeks. And we share about what student leaders have been doing in their schools. So there's three of us on the podcast today.
That's correct.
We thought perhaps we would do one each, and that will create our top three. Jack, you've got our first story.
All right.
What do you want to tell us about these students?
So I'm sure you guys all know, at the time of recording this podcast, yesterday was Are You Okay Day across Australia. And, you know, I think it's a great day. If you don't know what Are You Okay Day is, it's basically this day where people are encouraged to ask the question, are you okay? Just check up on their friends, on their family, ask that question, are you okay? And try and start up a conversation that maybe you don't really have that conversation often. And so we heard about heaps and heaps of schools all over Australia who decided they wanted to do something for Are You Okay Day. And this one school that I heard about came up with a really creative way to, you know, introduce this conversation. And the student leaders at Wilderness School in South Australia, they organized a picnic during their school lunchtime. So during the lunchtime, they head down to their school lawn and they would just...
Bring your own?
Yep, food. bring your own lunch. And they would just have those conversations, you know. They would start to ask that question, are you okay? And, you know, open up that sort of more serious conversation. But
yeah, it's not just about asking that specific question, is it? It's about creating an environment where people feel comfortable to be able to share about how they're feeling.
Exactly right.
But they did more than that, didn't they?
They did. And what they did, they decided to come up with some fun little activities that they could do on the side. So this included some mindful colouring, you know, just getting in that positive mindset, and also writing on gratitude boards. And if you want to see a photo of these gratitude boards, you can head to studentleadership.news and
see this.
So that's
a gratitude board, just where you go and write things that you appreciate or that you're thankful for.
And
everyone can write different things on there.
Yeah, exactly right. So the photo we have, it says, what artist, author, or musician are you grateful for? So students would come up and they would just, you know, write the name of this person that sort of inspires them and make them feel in a positive way. So it's not so much asking the question, are you okay? It's more so getting them in a positive mindset, which I think is really important, because a lot of people can be a bit uncomfortable when they're asked that question for the first time. But this is a different way of thinking positively without asking that question. And
Yeah, it might not just be saying, look, are you okay? And then people are like, yes, I'm fine. And no, not really interact a proper response.
Exactly.
But getting people to think of what they do appreciate, what they are grateful for, can force them into a positive mindset and help them to feel better, because they can see things that, hey, yeah, there are some great things that are happening in and around me, and that helps them as well. So it's not, what these students have done, it's not just necessarily about that question, although that question is getting asked, are you okay? Mm. But it's about creating different atmospheres where people can feel positive and encouraged.
Just that comfortable atmosphere where, like you said, they can feel positive, encouraged, and maybe it'll help them open up those conversations for the future as well, that are you okay conversation.
Yeah, fantastic. Great cause, great number one in our top three. I'm going to do the second one.
Okay.
I'm going to, you know, your story was high school students. I'm going to talk to you about some younger students, some primary school students, and in fact, a student named Florence in year two.
Year two?
No.
Grade two.
No ways.
Now, sometimes, you know, even as us, people who've graduated school, students who are in high school, they kind of think like stuff's too hard. Oh, I couldn't do that. Or no, that's too hard. That's too busy. But I've got a year two student, Florence, who did something that I think is just fantastic and is something that is a great cause and that doesn't let anyone look down on it because she's in grade two.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to do something and I'm going to make a difference. And she decided that she wanted to make some bracelets, and these bracelets, little beads and little things that she would put together, she would sell them and raise funds that would go into allergy research. Now, Florence...
Allergy research?
Yeah, allergies. So different allergies, like allergic to pollen or other nuts and other things.
Interesting.
And
very creative.
Florence had her own, was diagnosed with being allergic to lots of things. And so she, this was...
it's like a really
something
personal...
That, yeah, something that affected her and was... relatable to her. And she noticed her older sister, who was in grade four, was making these bracelets and just like kind of like selling them off to people at school, and
just
people
a little
like,
side
oh,
business.
Yeah, it's just something,
genius.
You know, it's a little side hustle. And and Florence was like, well, maybe I could do this too. I've got this these allergies, and the money that I raise, I could give that straight to this these companies, and they can go on and make a difference and raise these funds. And they use donated beans and often beads.
donated beans.
Someone didn't want their baked beans and they just put them in. No, beads and often recycled old necklaces and brochures and that sort of thing, and created this jewelry and put it together. And as I said, I love the fact that she is in grade two and she just wants to make a difference. And it's something that she's passionate about and something that helps to drive her. So for anyone out there, bracelets might not be your thing. Allergies might not be your thing. But then
beans might.
Beans. But there might be something that you are talented at and passionate about that you can get behind and support a cause. Like, I don't know, maybe it's not bracelets, but maybe it's something to do with clothes or bandanas or other patches that you could make. You could sell them and try and raise money for something else. Or if you're into woodwork, maybe that's something that you could put together and make these little things that could help raise money. Yep. So the big takeaway, little Florence, year two, don't stop.
Yeah, I love that.
Just because you're age, you can make sure you can get lots of things done even at a young age.
I think as well, because she's so young, you know, she's only in grade two, it really sets up the space for other students to be encouraged by her, the older students, and see her in grade two, seeing her do something like this, and they're just like, you know, she's in grade two. I think I can get up and do something myself. And it you know, gets them thinking about where they can help in the community as well.
Yeah, it's not too hard. You can get out and make a difference.
That's right.
Okay, Florence, bracelets for a good cause. Love it. Well done. Nadei, you've got our third and final top three.
I do. The lucky last. Now, I'm sure all our listeners here would know that the transition from primary school to high school, it's pretty scary. You start off in primaries, you know, being the top dog, knowing where everything is, knowing everybody. You're like the eldest there. Mm. And as soon as you train into high school, all of that gets taken away. You've got giants walking around the school. You've probably moved into a new part of the school.
Well, it seems to be giants, not actual giants.
Not real life giants.
I smell
they're not like 10 foot. They are normal sized humans.
Normal sized humans walking around the school. And you also have your new teachers that you're not normally comfortable with. Now, this is all a big, scary process that every student has to go through. Now, Loretto College in Corupa had like a sort of a buddy program, but because it was an all-girls school, they called it Big Sisters, Little Sisters program.
Nice.
So the younger girls transitioning from year six to year seven got to get paired up with a senior student, somebody in year 12, just to make their transition into high school a bit easier, not as intimidating. Yep. And the student leaders got permission to start drawing on their school pavement with chalk.
Thank you for that disclaimer.
That's an important one.
With chalk. People out there like get their spray cans out. Like, yeah, student leadership on you said we could spray paint everywhere. No. Okay, with chalk. Why chalk?
Well, they wanted to start drawing some murals, but they weren't now like any murals, just not pretty fun drawings everywhere around the school. It was actually a bunch of murals that the girls drew that was around a discussion of the word felicity.
Now, so is that someone at their school?
Felicity is not a person. Oh. Quick disclaimer, not a person.
Okay.
It is one of the school's values.
Interesting.
And yes, it is quite interesting. Now, the school describes this value, felicity, as an attitude of mind, a disposition of the heart which manifests itself in cheerfulness, good humor, joy, happiness, optimism, and they keep listing all these different things that they wish for their students to have. Now, by drawing all these murals around the school on the pavement with the chalk, the student leaders created a visual which served as a reminder to the students on the daily about the word felicity, about, you know, the characteristics that they want their students to uphold, not only within the school, but as they leave school, as they're, you know, enjoying their weekends. And you don't have to have a pavement full of chalk to be able to remind people of these values at your school, but you can start thinking of creative ideas of how to do this at your school.
I love what they've done in terms of two things. One, the buddying up, the pairing, the big sisters, but also they're not just going, hey, yeah, I'll be your friend. Like, if you're sad, come and talk to me, or if you need to be shown around. They're like, no, we're going to teach you the values of our school.
Yeah.
And the way that we're going to do that, I know you said Felicity's not a person, but they've created this persona that people can remember. Oh, what would Felicity do in the... Okay, Felicity would be happy. Felicity would have good humor. Felicity would have optimism, friendliness, like all those things that you listed. And, you know, the younger students can particularly focus on that as a way of behaving at their school. And I think it's fantastic. And as you said, they've just drawn it on in chalk, but there's other ways that you could create this visual as well, whether posters or videos or other things. But the fact that these older students are teaching the younger students, I think it's fantastic.
They're being a great example for the younger girls. And, you know, who doesn't love drawing all around your school with something that can be taken off later?
Yeah, what I love about it as well, you know, Andy, you sort of touched on it, it sort of creates like a sort of family environment. You know, they called it the Big Sisters program or whatever. So already that, it's already creating like a personal connection between the students, and then, you know, adding this character, this persona of Felicity, the person or the thing that they try and emulate at the school, it really still creates that, you know, that personal connection, and it makes the school feel like a family. Yep. And so what they can all strive to be like, you know, I want to be like my older sister, my big sister, or I want to be more like Felicity, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, fantastic. That's our top three stories of the podcast. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening to these stories, listening to Jack and Nadei, first time podcasters. How do you think you went?
Yeah, it was pretty fun. I love, you know, I always listen to these podcasts on my run just for some white background noise, but it was pretty cool to be a part of actually the recording, the telling stories, seeing what students all around the country have done.
How do you think you'll go next time you run listening to yourself telling these stories?
Yeah, look, I might skip over that podcast, but we'll see how we go. If I finish the whole series, I'll have no other choice but to listen to this one.
Fantastic. Jack?
Yeah, I loved it. Love being a part of it. Keen to be a part of it in the future. And just to clarify, Andy did ask a question about why chalk before, and I just want to clear that up. Chalk washes away, and that's why you want to use chalk at your school, not spray paint.
That's right. Well, no, it has been fantastic having you guys on the podcast, and we no doubt get you guys on a few more times, sharing stories and things that we hear from students all around the country. So thanks for being part of it.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for listening to the Student Leadership News Podcast. Interact with us on social media and follow the news online at studentleadership.news.